Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. Coming up, big news in entrepreneurship at Darden. The Princeton Review ranked Darden's entrepreneurship program number 7 in the nation in the graduate category, just in time for the opening of the Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership, which will be led by Darden's Philip Summer. He'll join us later in the program. We'll also hear from a student in the entrepreneurship program who will launch a new business venture. But first, on Wednesday, September 29th, the Darden Leadership Speaker Series presented its second guest speaker for the fall. Susan Sobbett, Darden MBA class of 1990 and president of American Express Open, the company's second largest business unit, discussed how individuals can cultivate their personal brand.
You have to think about what drives you, what motivates you, and really do a very objective audit about what you're really good at.
Sobbett advocates for small businesses and women entrepreneurs. Among her honors are the New York City Women Achievers Award and the Women's Leadership Exchange Compass Award. Three Darden faculty members have been honored with professorial chairs. The University of Virginia Board of Visitors appointed E. Richard Brownlee to the Dale S. Conan Professorship in Free Enterprise. Jean Liedga was appointed to the United Technologies Corporation Professorship in Business Administration. And Elliot N. Weiss was appointed to the Ethel Corporation Professorship in Business Administration. Endowed professorships and faculty chairs are among Darden's most effective tools to recruit, retain, and develop world-class faculty members. To remain competitive with the world's top business schools, Darden recognizes and rewards excellence in scholarship and teaching through named appointments. If video games that tell a story pique your interest, listen up. A new company is creating episodic games with themes similar to some of today's popular primetime shows. And like these shows, the games are filled with intrigue, challenging quests, and cliffhangers that keep gamers coming back for more.
The name of our company is Nomuda Games. We're specializing in mobile game development. So we're specifically developing games for the Android platform right now.
That was Joe Shard, Darden MBA class of 2011. And Muda is a Japanese term referring to anything that is wasteful. Shard is betting that Nomuda Games won't waste anyone's imagination.
Our games are adventure, exploration, puzzle games. We call them interactive mysteries. So it's almost like if you like the TV show Lost or Battlestar Galactica or Heroes, any of those shows, this is like a Lost you can play.
Nomuda Games will release their pilot episode in November. A Darden entrepreneurial program called the Darden Business Incubator gave Shard the tools that he needed to take his company from zero to launch.
The incubator is where we started our business, so we'd be nowhere without the resources that the incubator gave us. We launched right into product development. We got an expense budget through the incubator, which allowed us to hire developers and artists to actually build our product. They brought in speakers that gave us real intimate environment to get feedback on all the aspects of starting a business. So I'm talking, they brought in attorneys who could speak with us about, you know, some of the challenges that startups face, some of the legal documentation that we're going to need.
From big resources to small ones, the incubator provided Shard and his colleagues a community of support and an understanding of the processes involved with starting a new venture. It's one of many programs offered through Darden's entrepreneurship track. By the way, listeners can follow Nomuda Games on Facebook and visit NomudaGames.com to learn more. Philip Summer, newly appointed director of the Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership at the Darden School, joins us now with information about the rankings news, the new center, which is very exciting. So we're just going to start with the Princeton Review news. So,
great.
Thanks for being here, by the
way. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about that. What does this mean for the entrepreneurship here at Darden?
Well, there are couple of ranking agencies that follow entrepreneurship, and Princeton Review and Entrepreneur Magazine are one of them. And we had not been in prior years ranked by them, and this year they ranked us 7th, which I'm very pleased about. I think it really reflects the fact that what we've been doing a great job for a long time, but we haven't really gotten much recognition for it. And I think Princeton Review took notice of what we're doing, how diverse our program is. I think if you read what they talk about not just an interesting experiential program, but also a committed academic program. And I think we really have both here at Darden.
Yes. And speaking of those programs, you've long been the director of entrepreneurship programs here. But now that there's a designated center, what does that mean for entrepreneurship education?
Well, the center really brings together a large number of activities that we've been involved with as a program, as the entrepreneurship program. By creating a center, we've really elevated the visibility within the university and hopefully externally of the importance of entrepreneurship. And when we talk about entrepreneurship, we don't just talk about Bill Gates in his garage. We also talk about the intrapreneur or the innovator in a corporation. There's something we talk about as the entrepreneurial mindset. And that applies to, you know, everything people do. An artist is an innovator. An artist is also an entrepreneur. If you want to make a living at being an artist, you have to go out and promote yourself. You have to, you know, create something that people will value. A lawyer, a doctor even in solo practice is very much an entrepreneur. So our definition of entrepreneurs is much broader than just, again, sort of the stereotype view of the inventor in his garage.
What are some of the first steps you want to take? What are some of your objectives for the center?
There's an interesting observation that a lot of entrepreneurs come from entrepreneurial families. And you would say, well, you know, is that genetic? And the answer is no, it's not genetic. What happens is that they see the example of what it means among their family to be an entrepreneur. So they now have a frame of reference. They understand that there's good things about it and bad things about it, but they have that context. For a lot of our students, if they don't come from that background, if they've never lived with an entrepreneurial parent, they don't really understand. It's really scary. So what we give them is an opportunity to try it out. Ultimately, we believe that an MBA education is about, A, gaining a set of skills, but two, it's really about self-knowledge. And in entrepreneurship, I think it's essential for people to see, does this really excite them? So the center is really going to focus on those elements. It's supporting the entrepreneurs who are committed, but it's also giving lots of opportunities to people who are unsure if this is right for them to discover whether it is or not.
Do you think, given our current economic climate and with jobs being slow to come back, that the role of entrepreneurship has been elevated, not just among prospective students or MBA, current MBA students or prospective students, but even the general society at large?
I think there's good news and there's bad news. Mm-hmm. The good news is I think there is more interest in entrepreneurship because I think on the one hand, people are discouraged by having lost jobs, and the prospect of getting another job that might be uncertain is not attractive. The notion of being master of your own destiny and being an entrepreneur is very attractive. I think for our students coming out of business school, when someone offers you a high-paying job, an opportunity to pay off your debts, it's very hard to say, no, I'm going to not earn much and forego that opportunity. So with fewer of those jobs, though they're coming back, I think more students have been entrepreneurial. But I think it's a very healthy switch in the sense that if individuals realize that they have an opportunity to run a business and to have a work life that they can define as opposed to having it defined by somebody else, that's a real positive. I think it's a positive for people's experience and careers. I think it's a positive for the whole economy because more interesting, innovative products will come out. And yes, that's what, you know, creates economic growth.
This was a wonderful discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Philip Summer, Director of the Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership here at the Darden School. Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make it a great weekend and have a productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden BusinessCast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.